Tower, CBA Mobile. CBA, Cantor RJN, where are you mobiling to?
Headed to the tennis court.
Surprise, surprise. It's a good day for it.
Shocker, isn't it, that I'm playing tennis.
It's really nice weather out there. Are you playing outside or are you going to be in the bubble?
Side, we're actually going to be playing on hard court today, so... golly, I forgot to take some aspirin. I wanted to take some aspirin before I got started. Because I know I'm going to be hurting a little bit when I finish playing.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you start getting old.
I've got one of my cousins, her husband, they've got, I imagine he's probably in his 30s, mid, late 30s. And he's already complaining about having the, you know, the little gobble chin, the little, I don't know what you call it. And I've had that for several years, but I'm 65. And, you know, it doesn't bother me anymore, but it tickled me because he's so much younger than I am. He's like 30 years younger than I am, or almost 30, 25 anyway.
My oldest daughter's just turned 40, and she's complaining about aches and pains. I said, darling, you're just a kid. Wait till you get to be my age. And I was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, heck, I'm 65. I'm still playing tennis, and, sometimes I play up to 3 hours at a time, so, and sometimes it's 5 days a week, so, and I enjoy the heck out of it, I tell you, it's a lot of fun.
Exercise, I work crossword puzzles.
Do what for exercise?
Crossword puzzles.
That'd be rough on the fingers. Well, at least you're exercising your brain, right?
I look at it. The rest of the time, the Radio Shack's down in the basement in my office. The bedroom's on the second floor, so running up and down the stairs is a majority of my exercise.
Do that about 10 times, you know, in a row, you probably get a pretty decent workout, get that heart rate up and burn a few calories and all of that, and, you know... Yeah, we have a bonus room, and I go up there sometimes, but that's the only steps we have. Everything else is on, our house is on a slab.
Next house I get is going to be all on one floor, because this room up and down the steps is getting to be a pain, but yeah, I hear you.
I just had the HF on, and I was working on this roll top desk. I'm putting new locks in it, and man, I didn't hear anything on 20, 40, or 80 meters. I was listening for boys, and I mean, not one thing. Or 10. I went down to 10, or up to 10. So, I guess everybody's on 2 meters.
This is pretty much the only place I hear anything. Unless I go on Echolink, start bouncing around the world, but the guy in England here the other night, or the other afternoon. It was night for him, but, and I hear stuff on, and I hook into the American Legion net they do like the second Wednesday of the month, and they're out in Colorado or Washington, someplace out there. I've talked to them a little bit, but I haven't heard anything over the air except on 2 meter.
Now, are you a member of the American Legion post here in Greenville on Main Street?
Post is here in Inman, post 45.
Yeah, my father-in-law used to be, I forget what his position was, but anyway, but he was, one of his jobs was recruiting people, and I got my dad to join, and a couple other people that I knew that were, you know, around my dad's age that had served, and that's my father-in-law. He passed away though about, let's see, well, I think it coming up March would be 8 years now.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Sir Rusty, what's the good word today?
Not sure who you're talking to, and I'll just throw my call out there. Just leaving the grocery store over here where I just picked me up a nice pork roast for 99 cents a pound, and I'm going to go home and throw that thing in the crock pot and let it sizzle for a while, and then add some barbecue sauce and let it sizzle for a while longer. And I'll have me some good pork barbecue later. And I'll, but, you know, that's what it is today. And, how's things going with you, David?
It's going good. I'm headed to the tennis court, and, gosh, the other gentleman I'm talking to, is it John? Jump in there and enlighten me, please, sir. KB4CBA.
N4RJN, this is John. And what time supper again, sir?
I have a hard time getting into my house for supper, John. My little dog may be little, but she can sure take you off from the ankles up to the knees without a problem. And I don't know, it might be supper tomorrow night before this is ready. I'll let it cook a good long while. I'm not in a hurry. I'm still full of the lunch we had at church today, so I'm not gonna be in any hurry to get this done, John. Go ahead.
That before with a pork butt, throw it in a crock pot, and add a couple bottles of barbecue sauce and let it cook all day. Do it first thing in the morning, and by supper time it's ready.
Town all day yesterday, and I fell asleep in a chair last night, so I didn't get over here to get it. So, but they had Big Boston pork butts, whole pork butts for a very, very, very good price, and but I just couldn't. It wouldn't do me any good to get a 10 or 12 pound one like that, which is what they had. And you know, you can pick up a 12 pound one for about $8 or something like that. They had them on special price today. So, and this I got was like a roast, bone in roast. But by the time it cooks down and the bone gets out, I'll have enough to feed me for 3 or 4 days. Go ahead, David.
You could gnaw on that bone for another. For about 3 or 4 days. Yeah, my wife just put a big roast in the crock pot, and she put this golden mushroom, cream of mushroom. I'd never heard of that. I've heard of cream of mushroom, but not golden. And ladies at the grocery store found it for me because I couldn't find it. And man, it was delicious. She put that in the crock pot, and I don't know how long it cooked. I think it was overnight, and we ate some yesterday, and then finished the rest of it today, and it was really good with some green beans and some brown rice and gravy.
Supper at your place.
Rusty goes, I mean, dang, he got to go and to church, and then they served him lunch.
Okay, Dave, this lunch was not a freebie, because this is for Super Bowl, S-O-U-P-E-R, Sunday, that a lot of churches have been doing for the last 30 years. It started a Presbyterian church down in Columbia from their youth, their senior high group down there, and senior high's churches. They've collected over $143 million in collections and food, and another $8 to $9 million in food to help out food banks, people who need food. And they do this every year. The NFL helps, is a major sponsor of it. A lot of big corporations do. It's a good program. And every year on Super Bowl Sunday, and all the folks brought in, oh, we had all kinds of homemade soup today. And stuff to go with it, and some desserts, and church furnished the teas and stuff like that to go with sides to go with it. So we had a good lunch today. And I got to try four different types of soups, and I got to come away stuffed. So I'm not gonna, that's why I'm not in a hurry to get the pork thing done. Go ahead, David.
Do that when I was at Bethel Baptist. I was on staff there doing the music, and we did that for, gosh, I guess 10 years or more while that particular pastor was there. And, bring cans of soup and then to donate. And then afterwards, we'd have a meal down in the gym or the Family Life Center, whatever they called it. And, but anyway, I'm ashamed to say I don't even know who's playing. I think I'm not even going to say, because I'd be wrong. Go ahead, John, KB4CBA.
49ers and, Lord, I can't think of who else is doing it. Super Bowl's not, the only reason I watch that's for the commercials. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure eating is part of pretty much everybody's religion.
It's from the Baptist.
Because I saw the special cookies at the store, the deli. They're for Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. That's who's playing today. So, anyway. Well, I have arrived back at the house. I need to get inside with this food. And I got ice cream and I got the beef, and I got other stuff I got to take in and let the dog out, because I'm sure she'll be happy about that. Catch both of you later. We'll talk to you after a while. Nice to meet you, John. Come on. Maybe the next time I'll run into you again a little earlier. KB4CBA to take it. W2T73, David.
Hey, Rusty, will you bet yourself if that's possible? If it's not, don't call me, because I can't bail you out of jail. Have a good one. And John, I'm going to have to bail on you too, because I'm backing into a parking place here. I think I am. If I get this thing in reverse. And let's see if I can hit a tennis ball here. Who knows? Might get lucky and hit one or two. So, but enjoy the QSO and the ride along. Thanks for riding along with me, and I'll clear out of here after your final KB4CBA mobile.
For me to get my exercise, I got to walk up two flights of stairs to go take a nap. So, have fun playing tennis. KM4RJN, you have a good one. I'm clear.